From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Talks on Syria to begin. The UN special envoy for Syria says the delayed intra-Syrian peace talks will start at the end of the week on January 29th, and invitations will be sent out on Tuesday. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Government backers of different opposition groups have stalemated the talks so far because of their opinions as to who should and who should not be allowed to come to Geneva. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura says he wants to get the negotiations off on the right foot, so he will not divulge the names of the people on the invitation list. But he notes the Security Council considers Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front as terrorist organizations, so they will not be invited. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In the U.S. presidential race, the latest opinion polls indicate Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are nearly tied in the state of Iowa. On February 1st, Iowa will hold neighborhood meetings to begin the process of choosing delegates who will participate in nominating conventions next summer. A senior U.S. Treasury official is accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of corruption. Adam Zubin, who oversees U.S. Treasury transactions, says the Kremlin leader uses his position to enrich friends and allies at the expense of others. Libya's internationally recognized government on Monday rejected the U.N. Assembly's Unity Cabinet. 89 of the 104 lawmakers who took part in Monday's parliamentary session in Tobruk voted to approve the general U.N. peace plan, but to reject the cabinet proposal. At least one member of parliament said the cabinet is too large and that lawmakers would consider a smaller body. This is VOA News.